All right, now, evening to you guys. I'm Vijay Joy. I hope you guys grasp. Stand by what I said as far as Joe Scarborough is concerned. All right, now, that's Florida right now. All right, now, you see Invitational Life. I wanted to point out something. The lady that played this girl's mom, this lady is actually white. All right, now, that's Florida. They couldn't find an actress, all right, now, that was close enough, all right, now, that what they were looking for, that she was a white woman for it. She's German, all right, now, that's Florida right now. But she played that role, and that guy was slapping her. He said, you know, are you black, right? Okay, Joe Scarborough has a grandparent just like this, right? All right, now, that's Florida. All you got to do, all right, now, I'm going to say it every day about Joe Scarborough producing his grandparents. All right, now, shit, this is the easy fix. There's no reason to duck or dodge. All right, now, that's Florida. He's black. Does that make sense? All right, now, his grandparent is more, you know, like lighter skin. But following more up on the One Drop Room, it's like the lady that played the mother in this. No, they're not that dark. All right, now, but his grandparent is more lighter skin. But take a look at that grandparent. You can tell the grandparent is black, right? All right, now, although very, very, very light. Does that make sense? So you're dealing with a situation of Joe Scarborough literally having a black grandparent, right? I know what I'm saying. I understand what I'm saying. I am sticking to what I'm saying, right? I've been saying this about Joe Scarborough producing his grandparent for 2 months now. He has failed to. Okay, I can help him out. All right, now, that's Florida. Joe Scarborough has a black grandparent. All right, now, I will not stop saying this. This is not slandering him, because the Dick Nut Group is going to get him behind the scenes. And eventually, if I keep saying it, they're going to ask his ass to produce that grandparent. And right now, they have a way to get to the bottom if it's the real grandparent, his black grandparent. Lighter skin, but a black grandparent. Does that make sense? So right now, so he does qualify because his grandparent is black on the One Drop Rule. Joe Scarborough is black, right? He's a mix. Does that make sense? All right, no, but he's black, basically. If you were equating it to the One Drop Rule, he would be black right now. So that's where that comes from. Fact check me. They're lighter skin, yes, right? But right now, that's the Lord, right now, they are black. Now, ask Joe Scarborough to produce a picture of both his grandparents on both sides, right? He has a black grandparent. I will say this every day, because in the Dick Nut Group and how racist and fucked up America is, they're going to want to look into it. After a while, he's going to start saying he being slandered. Fantastic. I want him to say that so they can look into it. So he can produce a picture of his black grandparent. Even though lighter skin, he has a black grandparent. He can't hide it. He can't shake. And he cannot make that go away out of his blood, as far as Joe Scarborough being black is concerned. I want to point out that the actress in this movie is actually white. The lady that's playing her mom, not as dark as Annie, no. Does that make sense right now? But very lighter skin right now, but definitely black, right? Let's see if he can spin that black on that grandparent, though, being very, very lighter skin. Let's see if he can twist that black on that grandparent, though, being brighter skin. Let's see if he can try to lie away that grandparent being black. Right now, I can't wait to see his ass try. Right now, so Joe Scarborough is, in fact, a black man. This has gotten back to him. I said this 3 hours ago. You don't hear a peep or a whisper out of Joe Scarborough. He got boys in the Dick Nut Group, or whoever he got it right now. That's for the Lord in the Dick Nut Group. Does that make sense? Right now, this has gotten back to him, overwhelmingly gotten back to him. You haven't heard so much as a peep out of Joe Scarborough. Right, I want to see him with a straight face get on TV in the morning and try to lie this away. Does that make sense? Right now, I will not stop saying Joe Scarborough is black, because he is black. His grandparent is lighter skinned, but they're definitely black. There's no twisting or turning. He has a black grandparent. And under One Drop Rule, Joe Scarborough, for that reason, is black, right? People thinking they looking for a picture, it's going to be like a black person that's darker skin. No. Right now, very, very lighter skin. Right now, but no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Ecstasy, a picture, definitely black. That is a raw breakdown, you know, like a black man, you know, like a black person raw, you know. And then, you know, made black Joe Scarborough too, right? Does that make sense? With his black grandparent. All right, I hope that you guys will agree. It's not slander. And eventually he's going to cry and scream, because I will not stop standing in the Dick Nut Group. They're going to ask to see his grandparent. In the Dick Nut Group, they're going to ask him to see his grandparents. In the Dick Nut Group, they're going to ask him if this yes or no. All right, now, to see his grandparent. In the Dick Nut Group, they are going to want to see that grandparent, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, I thought, but okay, so if the grandparent is black, which Joe Scarborough's grandparents, very light of skin, but is black. All right, you guys can check out the picture to verify what I'm saying. All right, now, since the grandparent is black, and that doesn't that mean that Joe Scarborough's, parent is black, like he is black. Like I said, you got lighter skin. And then they married somebody white and got lighter skin. And then they married somebody white again and got old Joe Scarborough. Despite the black still being in his blood, he can't shake it no matter how much he tried. For 61 years he's lived. What's up? Fact check my ass. I hope that you guys are well and great. All right, now, that's for the Lord. This is a simple fix, right? Does that make sense? Clearly, it bothers him. America's so racist. Then why hasn't he fixed it? Like, I'm not just worried about it. I guarantee the racists around him are worried about it. All right, now, that's the Lord. So either way it goes, going to get straight to the bottom of this one right now. That Joe Scarborough will finally have to produce a picture of that lighter-skinned black grandparent, but still black, that you can't shake it, still black. There are plenty of kids that are lighter-skinned that are still black. There are plenty of kids with mixed ancestry, but they're still black. There are plenty of kids, and Joe Scarborough's grandparent is no different with lighter skin, but still black, right? What's up? I hope that you guys are well and greater right now. That's for Lord right now. It's 10:57. Right now, that's for Lord. As far as like these faggots is concerned, right now, let me say that's not a knock at Trump. No, I don't have to talk to anybody. All right, it's not a knock at Trump. Hell no. Right now, these faggots popping up. Gretchen Carlson, that suck. Roger Ailes, Dickie. Yes, sir, I didn't start it. Gretchen Carlson got on TV talking about no role and they go steal and no pay. Gretchen Carlson is a stupid faggot that sucked Roger Ailes' dick, and he said she sucked his dick. I'm pretty sure he did because she did, and got mad because he didn't do all the things he promised to do for her. And then she retaliated by filing a lawsuit. Does that make sense? Because she got a demotion. She didn't get a demotion because she rejected him. She got a demotion because she threatened to sue him. Because after she did shit with him and sucked his dick, he refused to promote her like she hoped. Basically, he used the fuck out of her. And then she got mad and filed a lawsuit and got paid for it. That's the Lord. So you have these sluts sleeping their ways up to the top, loading up their chins, their ass, and their jaws to the fact that Roger Ailes said that she did stuff with him, I'm pretty sure, which she did. And when he didn't fulfill all his promises to her, he looked disgusting, but, you know, the sleeping with the boss thing, it must be a thing. All right, now, Gretchen Carlson, you know, Gretchen went nuts, right? he didn't look her racist ass way anymore. She started to get offended. Does that make sense? She was at Fox for all those news, and she tolerated old Roger, but then when he gave her a demotion after using her, when he gave her a demotion after she wiped her chin, he gave her a demotion. Despite her wiping her chin, he gave her a demotion. She sued him. I didn't start him. What they say about, you know, no role and no pay, you know, I'm not trying to work for anybody, nothing against Trump, but, you know, no, I'm going to the bank. The statement says you got these stupid ass racists talking this dumb shit. I like the fact the Invitation of Life is down here. Does that make sense? All right. Now, as far as Gretchen went nuts, I'm not teaching y'all how to do Ripple. Are you stupid? Right. To Gretchen went nuts. Are you dumb? Right. Just like you can't unsuck Roger's dick. No matter how many times you wipe your chin, Roger's dick was there, right? You could keep wiping your chin, his dick was still there. Do you understand? And I don't feel bad to say that, because it was, right? Right now, that's for the Lord. So Roger Ailes, he was banging a couple of them. Does that make sense? He was knocking a couple of them broads down. Does that make sense? You got to watch the language. I grew up with boys, you know. Right now, that's for the Lord. He was doing a couple of things right now with them. So many of them wiped their chins. Some of the ladies didn't, though. Some of them did, some of them didn't, all right? Now, wiped their chins to the fact that Gretchen wiped their chin and thinks she's going to get a promotion because she got down and she sucked, and when she didn't, she retaliated, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, she had records and stuff, true enough. All right, now, but she had cozy up to Roger, then she got a demotion, then suddenly she got a demotion. All right, now, then she starts saving her raspy stuff. All right, now, that's for the Lord, figuring he looking at other people, and she old, and he was looking for something younger, and she old, and she did not fit on his radar anymore, and she old, and she going to be gone soon, so she starts saving stuff then. All right, now, that's for the Lord, but by then, when she starts saving stuff, she had already wiped her chin. Right? So, okay, like Van Jones, you know, wiped his chin. He sucked Obama's dick. He wiped his chin. He on CNN. They did confirm that Van Jones, you know, was in a relationship with Obama sucking his dick. And when he got mad, does that make sense? So right now, people like say, When he got mad, he wanted something deeper with old Obama. He put him on the TV and pretended he was a part of his campaign, even though he was his lover. You confirm he was his lover. And they said they were lovers. So I didn't lie on him, right? At least they told the truth about it. When they confirm, all right now, to keep him around because he wanted something deeper, does that make sense? Right now, after Van Jones wiped his chin, he put him on TV, right? Why is it this thing, all right now, these are two men, Gretchen is a man and Van Jones is a man. Why is this thing with women sleeping their way to the top? Do you notice how the dudes are doing that? Look at Biden. Biden got his ass and his jaws blew out to get into the White House. Biden sucked over 1,020 heads for the 30 years he was in that Senate. Over 1,000. It adds a ton of them, right? I'd be happy to write you a Christmas list of them. But Biden sucks so much dick. Right now, he blew himself into the White House. Trump didn't lose 2020. I keep saying this. They stuck Biden into the White House. It's not a conspiracy theory. They put him in there, right? All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, but you know, that's the Lord. All right, no, Extra Middleton's about the third person that sucked William's dick. All right, no, you got the racist popping up. I'm just being so mean. I'm being so mean. I'm like, I mean, did you see the stuff, Brother Kate jumped at me? I'm like, okay, Extra. I'm like, okay, I'm just breaking up homes. Okay, I said three Middletons. I said Carol. I said Kate. And I said it's the third Middleton, right? I know all this time I'm not stupid, I'm not dumb. You have confirmed that a third Middleton sucked, you know, I know that you have confirmed that a third Middleton sucked William's dick. I know that you confirmed another Middleton sucked William's dick. So as they were trying to trash me and steal from me, money they could never make, I'm not giving to the United States, right? That's the Lord, I'd never be part of old Ripple. All right, now, but ask that black man, Joe Scarborough, with his lighter skin, black grandparent to produce that grandparent. And no matter how much you try to giggle it away and lie, does that make sense? Right now, I'm going to keep saying he has a black grandparent. Which he does that just got fair skin. Does that make sense? Lighter skin, but you can still nonetheless tell the grandparent is black. Joe Scarborough can't hide who he is or what he is or try to hide what he is, no matter how much you try. He's ducked this question, I right now, for weeks and weeks. Tell Joe Scarborough to produce that lighter skin grandparent that is still black, right? Does that make sense? Right now, that's what, let's see if he can twist that creamy tone away. Let's see if he can twist that, you know, that black and that skin that makes it creamy away. I want to see his ass twisted. I hope that you guys will agree, right now. So as far as like this, you know, I'm not teaching real people, nothing against Trump, but I right now, that's for the Lord. There's nobody for me to talk to. I right now, as far as I'm going to the bank in China, you hear Rich Carlson talk about, you know, Elon Musk. I'm not Elon Musk. I'm not Musty, right? My name is Vedric. These racists have tried to suppress my identity, steal from me, lie, lynch me, frame me. Did you hear a faggot Gretchen that got down on her knees and sucked Roger Ailes' dick, wiped her chin, and he started looking at younger girls, she started recording stuff. When he started looking at younger girls, she started recording stuff. When he started looking at younger girls, she started recording stuff. And sure to the truth of the game, he demoted her. It was not after a sexual advance, that's a lie. He already made sexual advances. He had already done other stuff to him. He was done with her. He used her. He was done with her. He was looking at younger girls. He demoted her. Does that make sense? Because there were younger girls coming in. What's up? And then, when you know, when she got demoted, she had all this stuff knowing that, you know, does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. Right now, I mean, what's up, right? I mean, you know, put it together. But as far as like this is concerned, I'm very excited to go overseas to China. I right now to go to the bank. There's nobody for me to talk to the United States. I'm not wholesaling, you know, I'm not wholesaling stock to the United States. It's a global supply chain that the United States has zero ways to tap into. It's not yours. No matter what president is in the White House, that's not a knock at Trump. Despite Trump being in the White House right now, it's not yours. It's a global supply chain. That's not yours. It's a global supply chain. You have no access to. It's a global supply chain you cannot access. It's a global supply chain that Jesus the Lord gave me. Does that make sense right now? Real to extract it? You'd be better off going out right now. I'm not helping you. You'd be better, you know, I mean, listen to Faggot Grinch talk about, you know, yeah, you know, but no role and no pay. I mean, he's some stupid ass racist, right? These racists think you're supposed to do stuff for free. Does that make sense? I'm not volunteering shit for America. I promise you. You can't draft me. These racists are hollering that too. I write no, that's the Lord. I write no, because you just can't, right? No. I write no, that's the Lord. I write no, but you know, I mean, what's up? So, what's up, right? You know, I'm going to China to go to the bank. I'm going over to Europe and Asia to offer my stock, and it is my stock. It's a global supply chain that don't belong to the United States, no matter who the president is. It's not the United States, no matter who the president is. Does not belong to the United States, no matter who the president is. It has no ties to the United States, no matter who the president is. You have no way to get to it, no matter who the president is. Zero ways to get to it. What's up? Let's see any dumbass, dick chin blowing racist like Gretchen Carlson wiping her chin or wiping his chin. Gretchen would nuts get up and try to lie that away. Right? I'm going to the bank of China. Nothing against Trump, but, you know, that's the Lord. You know, no. I'm not teaching how to do Ripple. Does that make sense? Gretchen Carlson basically, you know, no role and no pay. These some stupid ass racists, right? These racists drop my work. I'm trying to go to the bank. I sit there all day on the phone. They keep drying up my work, trying to treat me like some damn slave. I'm sick of these fucking racists. All right, now I'm going to make a decision as far as like going down to Mexico or Panama. You know, I'd rather go sell tacos than deal with this bullshit. Okay, it's a global supply chain. You have no access to it. I'm not selling you wholesale for a global supply chain you can't get to. I'm not selling you wholesale for a global supply chain you have no access to. Do I look stupid to you? I'm not selling you wholesale for a global supply chain you can't do nothing with. You can't access. It's not yours because it's not yours. You can't get to it. No matter who in the White House now, it's not yours. You have no way to get to it. to it. No, right? And my money, as far as the United States is concerned, it's going to stay in Great Britain. I want my money to stay in Great Britain. Look, I don't trust the United States. You got racists that got a whole problem. The statement says, thank you, supposed to do something for free. Like Gretchen, you know, was sucking Roger L's dick and writing a wipe at her chin. Think he would keep promoting her. Then when she started looking at those younger girls, does that make sense to right now? Should he, Roger L's, boy, some of them slept with him. The shit is insane. Some of them didn't. Some of them didn't, right? Some of them were sleeping. He was disgusting. Some of them were sleeping with him. Some of them were down on their knees. All right, now that's what we, Gretchen saw. Gretchen was friendly with him, too, doing all that stuff. But the minute, all right, now he'll be advancing in bed with all of them, all right? Now it's like he would go from, you know, from first base to second base to third base to fourth base. He'll go from this blonde to that blonde to this blonde to the other blonde to the bleach blonde like Gretchen. And then he'll go back to first base again. And then he'll be sleeping with all of them. This shit is insane. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, I'm not saying that she slept with him. No, but she sucked his dick. And she wiped her chin. All right, now, that's for the Lord. Then he went to another one. Then he went to another one. Then she went to another one. And she noticed that his attention was going away from her. And she started to look at other ones. Does that make sense? And then he'll come back to her again and come back to her again and come back to her again. He was messing with all of them. He was like in a loop messing with them. He'll fuck with this one on Monday, fuck with this one on Tuesday, fuck with this one on Wednesday, then another one on Thursday, another one on Friday. And then when Monday came back around again or another part of that week, he'll go back to the other one again. It's insane how they ran Fox News. It's really fucking something, Lord. Ooh, you know. Ooh, shit. All right, now. I hope that you, I mean, God forgive me for the cussing, right? Now, so I'm very excited to go to China. All right, now, this rolling, okay, these are stupid-ass racist musty. He popped his ass, so talking that stupid shit, too, right? All right, now, that Trump got musty, though. Does that make sense, right? He's supposed to say he's the richest man in the world. Nothing against Trump. But Trump, he got musty at his side. Does that make sense, right? Now, I have nobody to talk to in the United States. I'm happy to go over to Europe and Asia to go to offer the stock, right? The United States has zero ways to get to the supply chain. I'm not wholesaling United States shit that it can't get to. I'm going to the Bank of China. I'm going to make them offer. They can't refuse. United States got told this day. They said she can go to China. I'm going to get rid of your citizenship. I'm going to sign the citizenship over to you, but not my money, right? I'm going to get rid of the United States citizenship. I made good on all this. I went to Africa last year to work. If I got lynched for all those days, to keep drying up my work. Like, you know, these clowns have lost their damn minds. These racists have lost their fucking minds. Listen, Gretchen went nuts. I did not start it. You're supposed to give them everything, and they're supposed to give you nothing. They're so fucked up and racist and raised wrong. Right? These are stupid-ass racists. These are dumb-ass racists. Van Jones wiping his chin, sucking Obama's dick to get on CNN. They confirmed that didn't lie on him, right? All right, now, Senator laughing to her, right? Now, talking about I'm an enemy and all this other stuff because everybody confirmed he sucked Van Jones. He just sucked Obama's dick. He pretended he was a part of his campaign. And, you know, he started crying and screaming, and then he put him on CNN. They put him on CNN. When they saw he was working around the president, basically he just got on his knees and sucked Obama's dick. And now he's on CNN because he threw a tantrum, and Obama wanted him to keep sucking his dick. He wanted to keep him around, right? They did confirm that Van Jones was wiping his chin, and now he has sucked himself on TV, right? I'm not starting with these assholes. So the no role and no pay, I'm not volunteering shit for America. America don't mean anything to me like that. Right? You understand what I'm saying? It's not an anti-American, I'm anti-ass. We talked about this. That's not a knock at Trump. It's just me saying I'm going to the bank in China. I'm not extracting any fraud in the United States. No. You're not going to ever stay your sorry ass to put us again. The $10 million that you have no way to access, right? You know, a global supply chain. Hey, let me say this. I give Jesus the praise, the honor, and the glory. I lift Jesus up, right? I'm not trying to argue with racists in a racist country. I'm going overseas to offer the extraction. I'm not trying to argue with racists in a racist country. You see the mentality. Look at this period piece. The girl looked completely like, are you white? All right, now, that's what it shows, how fucked up America is, what America is, how sick America is, the tone of America. You know, the evil of America, the nastiness of America. These clown-ass racists are fraud. They're so stupid. Do you see the period piece? That's why Joe Scarborough has been hiding his lighter-skinned black grandparent, right? All right, now, yes, for the Lord, all right, now. I mean, what's up? He hid who he is for 60 years. Tell him to produce a picture of that lighter-skinned grandparent. Let's see, you know, that's for the Lord, if he could try to twist that up, right? You could go into his ancestry. They got Henry Louis Gates. They can trace his ass to what he is, right? What's up? Let's see how much longer Joe Scarborough can hide being black. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. That's for the Lord to right now. But, you know, good evening to you guys right now. So there's nobody for me to talk to. There's nobody for me to FaceTime with. I'm not selling to America wholesale. I'm not teaching America how to do Ripple. I'm not training America how to do Ripple. I'm not training these racists to do shit. I don't trust these racists. I don't trust anybody. Does that mean since I don't trust Trump? And it's not a knock at Trump. I don't trust anybody. Do you see what I just went through? Lynch, you know, they tried to frame me, lie me. It's not a knock at Trump. The Bible says put your trust in no man. No man, right? You have to earn trust. It's not given to anybody. Do you understand what I'm saying? It don't matter who that is. That isn't a knock at Trump. That's not a castigation of him. It's just saying I don't. I'm happy to go over to Europe and Asia because I don't trust the United States. I just dealt with it. For 3 whole years, these racists did this shit to me. Not a knock at Trump. It's not a knock at Trump or anything. Does that make sense? Right now, but I'm going over to Europe and Asia to go to the bank. I don't want to deal with the United States. They already told these assholes, shitholes in America today I can make a China offer they can't refuse. All right, now China's not going to say no to it. I'm going to give the United States back its citizenship and go found a country, go to Great Britain and Switzerland and Japan and bounce around until then. All right, now be on my way. What's up? I'm not training the United States. I'm not volunteering for the United States. I want people internationally to hear me say this. I'm not training the United States. I'm not selling to the United States. I'm not wholesaling to the United States. What the fuck? Do I look stupid enough to do that, right? For a global supply chain, the United States has zero ways to access. Like, the United States is getting zero from me. I'm not going to give them a global supply chain. Do I look stupid? Do I look fucking dumb? I'm not signing shit. I'm not putting my signature on nothing. These stupid-ass racists. Not on nothing. These dumb-ass racists. Not on nothing. These old delusional-ass clown racists. I'm not putting my signature on shit. I'm not signing shit. I'm not signing my rights away so you can steal from me. You some stupid-ass racists. Right? You know, to faggot Gretchen that sucked Roger L's dick, you know, and started wiping her chin, and he kept going from first base, second base. He stopped coming back to her base. All right? Now she started getting mad, right? And then after a couple of weeks, he wanted to come back to her base. All right? Now then she wanted to be slick. Somebody know about Gretchen Carlson and Roger L's and that company? Fat check me. Right? I hope that you guys are well and great right now. That's Florida right now. All right now. Good evening to you guys right now. So, you know, that's Florida right now. So I'm very excited to go to Europe and Asia. I'm not training the United States. I'm not teaching the United States. I'm not helping the United States. All right. I'm not wholesaling to the United States. A global supply chain that's not tied to the United States. By proof, it's not to the United States. All right. No way. It's cross-planet Earth. It belongs to the Lord. I'm not giving it to the United States. No. I hope that you guys will integrate right now. So I'm very excited to go operate my business, no matter what dumbass racists hate to see me with it, my business overseas, to go extract fraud in Europe and Asia, to offer these, I'm very excited these countries will be able to be enriched. I'm going to the bank in China. My money will stay in Great Britain. My money will reside in Great Britain. Until I build my own money, my money will stay in Great Britain. I'm not sending anything back to the United States, right? I'm not like Gretchen and Van Jones, you know, that's for the Lord, how they wipe their chins. Right now to be on TV, does that make sense? This is a real grassroots poured up by the Holy Spirit, by Jesus' genius. By the Holy Spirit's genius, by Father God, Jehovah's goodness, extraction invention that they marvel across planet Earth about, right? Whenever they talk to world leaders, all they talk about is the extraction and the money, right? Global supply chain that the United States does not own. You're not wholesaling, not giving you anything wholesale, not selling your ass anything wholesale. I don't want no pay rolling up. The none talk about no pay. You some stupid ass racist. I'm not volunteering shit for you. I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to see anybody. No. I'm going over all right now. That's what your racism, your fucked upness. Like somebody owe you stupid asshole something. I don't owe you shit. I'm not volunteering shit. This is me on the record saying it to the whole world. I'm not helping America do anything. I'm very happy about going to the bank in Europe and Asia. It's not just that though. Hey, America don't have enough money in its shores and it's all to pay me. Hell, I'm just trying to buy a cruise ticket. All right, don't have to talk to anybody. No, I'm trying to buy a cruise ticket. Gretchen Carlson got mad. All right, now apparently people saying they want to talk to me, and Gretchen Carlson got mad. Well, you know, no rolling, no pay. She's so fucked up and racist. All right, now they didn't say that. She said that. But I've been dealing with America and the tone and the racism. You better believe racists when they speak. You better believe racists what they say. You better believe the consensus of racism. That's me saying I don't trust shit about America. I believe these racists when they speak, as far as like, you know, all the awful things they say and do. It's not a knock at Trump. Hell no. But it's just simply saying for that reason, I don't trust anybody, right? I'm not teaching people how to do Ripple. Ripple is my bread and butter, is my milk and honey. Why the fuck would I give you my business? And says crazy, right? I'm not hustling stock to the United States. It can't make, it has no way to make, it has zero ways to make, it has no way. I mean, what do I look stupid? I'm not signing my rights. I'm not putting my signature on no documents to sign my money over to no United States, no person United States, not even Trump United States. I'm not putting my signature on anything. That's not a knock at Trump. But no, I'm not putting earned money on my signature to give away earned money that the Lord Jesus gave to me. I said no. See, that's the Gretchen went nuts that sucked Roger L's dick and wiped her chin. And then he kept going to different girls, and then she started getting mad, started recording, being asleep. We would cozy up to her again, right? And she didn't push away those advances. Does that make sense? Right now, she recorded convenient parts. So right now, when she was like around Roger Ailes, and people were in testimony fine, they saw her friendly with Roger Ailes, right? They weren't lying. How he was going through all the women, kept going back and forth between them. And then when they got younger and younger, he stopped coming back to her old ass. She had enough on him. I hope you guys are well, right? So I'm going overseas, all right, now Europe and Asia to go to Israel, France, all right, now, or China. I'm going to make them an offer they can't refuse. It's not going to be nowhere near the health the United States thought they could steal, but it's going to be so substantial if the United States cry and scream on the phone, they're not going to care because it's not going to faze them. All right, now Israel is an ally. You're right now. That's right. All right now, France is an ally. And also China, you know, they're not, you know, like the United States bombing the whole entire Middle East, murdering people. The racists in the United States, the Nazi baby murdering racist Biden did that. Hell, even up under Trump, you didn't see no shit like that, right? Does that make sense? I have to speak for Trump. This dude can speak for himself, right? Does that make sense? It's not a knock at Trump, but I don't trust anybody, right? Does that make sense, right? Now, anyway, I can't teach people how to do Ripple. Does that make sense? That is my business. I'm not going to do that. I'm not signing nothing that all right now to give my rights away for my money. You're so stupid ass racist. And these old faggots wiping their chin like Van Jones sucking his dick on TV. I right now how these grown-ass men are slutting themselves into positions. Wait, what the fuck, man? And they make all these stereotypes about women. These assholes are full of shit. All right, now you do know these dudes have been trying to control everything. All right, now it's been a lot of white women in Freemasons, but okay. You know that these, all right, now the wall and the halls don't exist. They got their asses dragged across the entire world. All right, now that's why don't they stay their asses behind their walls? Why don't these dumb-ass faggots keep popping from back there? Why don't they go away? Go away, right? You know, all right, now, like, you know, Roger Ailes used Gretchen Chin and her jaws up. She kept wiping her chin. All right, now he stopped coming to her old ass. All right, now she had enough on him. All right, now she started getting mad. I hope that you guys are willing, great. All right, now, so I'm going overseas to China to go to the bank. I'm going to offer the stock in Europe and Asia, Jesus willing, right? But check out about Joe Scarborough. It's nothing. Produce a picture of his grandparents, that bright-skinned grandparent that is actually black. Lighter skin, but actually black. Right? You can be mixed race, but still black. Mixed race grandparent that is black. And he kept hiding it. And kept hiding it, and kept hiding. They kept marrying whiter and whiter and whiter, right? But you can tell the person's black. Tell Joe Scarborough to produce a picture of that grandparent. I know what I'm saying. I have a full understanding of what I'm saying. Thank you guys so much.